It's nice to get out and have a mini day with you again. I really miss this a lot. You do too? I was planning for us to go to this one spa where it's famous for its Japanese cuisine. It's a self-owned business and authentic. I would love to try there with you. And it's a date. I really do love planning and going out with you. But you know what I miss most? Dirty talk in public and see who gets flustered more. I always find that so fun. Especially when we went out that one time when I had come leaking out of my skinny jeans. I remember how much you were flipping out about it, making a stain. But I was such a horny vixen to even care. It was pretty risky, yes, but seeing you getting all flush and nervous about it was entertaining. I wouldn't mind you filling up my pussy again. Since I'm wearing a skirt, can you imagine how hot that would be with your cum dripping down my thighs? With the chance of someone seeing it? I think what I love the most with your cream pies is me trying to keep it in with my underwear. I wonder if I should buy a plug so I can store your cum inside of me. Oh, your face is hot as hell. Was my teasing so much? Well, would that even be teasing at this point? Feels like dirty talking. Just with a chance of people catching whiff of our nasty conversation. Well, if they do hear it, why not have them join or invite them to watch us fuck? I'm sure you wouldn't mind others seeing how you dominate and rail in bed. I oh so love it when you pound my pussy so damn hard where I can't walk the next day. Sometimes when I go to work after a day of us fucking, I think my colleagues notice how strange I walk. Sure, it can be embarrassing, but I like to be proud that I have a man who likes to pound me like a horny slut I am. Especially when you want to breed my pussy to bear your kids. It just turns me on so damn much. Oh? Getting hot and embarrassed? Is this the reaction of the man who fucked me so hard and ravaged me with no remorse? Getting embarrassed from just dirty talk alone? Ara-ara. You're so adorable. That's what I love about you, my darling. The duality you have. You have a sex drive of a monster, but outside of bed, you just get so cute and embarrassed when I talk about how I want to be face-fucked by your huge cock. I love it so much. The day you do tease me and turn me into a blushing mess would be the day where pigs can learn to fly. You have all the freedom to try to out... You have all the freedom to try to out-tease me, dear. I'm waiting for it. Although I feel once I tease you, you'll go into a fuck machine with how big your cock is pinching down there. It does make me happy that my words get you so turned on. When we get home, I have an outfit that you would love. It has a window so you don't have to rip it off this time. And I made sure to buy a plug so you can plug up my ass or pussy if you do come inside me. I want to have all your substance inside of me. Then it's a plan, darling. I can't wait to get pounded into oblivion by you again. Love you so much.